Radio Moments, David Lloyd.
It's 20 years this week since Chris Evans sold Ginger Media, including the original Virgin Radio, to SMG for £225 million.
I mean, I paid for most of the computers and pictures on the wall and things like that. but I see, which I did. I used to come in to do the show, and there'd be boxes of new computers in the hallway. And because I own the station, I'd be thinking, do we really need those? You know, and that's not what you need to be thinking, you know, just before you come and do a show. But I see you've had the place carpeted.
Yeah.
The lift's still as slow as ever.
I never get in it, otherwise I'd never start the show.
No, it's a random lift. It goes where it wants to, not necessarily where you want to.
I think there are people who've been fired that are still just going up and down, waiting to leave the building.
Oh, I must meet those people. but also, the six floors are still here, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, Buzz, what's your name again?
It's Richie.
Richie.
This is Richie, my producer.
Okay,
yeah.
Not a nice guy. Very nice guy. Tell me what we can and can't talk about. That's an interesting conversation.
Yes.
Which we won't have, obviously.
Good, brilliant. There's a relief for everybody.
Yeah. But the fifth floor, which is sort of the sixth floor because you have a basement, is free for hire, for lease. I might need a place to stay overnight.
Well, you're more than welcome.
How fun would that be?
Chris reminiscing with Christian O'Connell. His relationship with Virgin, of course, was to come to a sticky end the year after he bought it.
I can confirm, on behalf of Virgin Radio, that Chris Evans is no longer a presenter at the station. He has been in breach of his contract, and we were left with no option but to terminate it.
The rise and fall of Evans at the original Virgin. Now, of course, he's sort of back there. It's 1980. You're broadcasting on Radio Caroline from the famous Mi Amigo ship. It's stormy outside. The ship breaks anchor and drifts into shallow water. It's leaking. The crew are pumping out water as best they can, and you're determined to stay on air as long as you can.
Radio Caroline broadcasting on 319 metres, 963 kilohertz. Well, we're sorry to tell you that due to the severe weather conditions and also to the fact that we're shipping quite a lot of water, we're closing down and the crew are at this stage leaving the ship. Obviously, we hope to be back with you as soon as possible, but we'd just like to assure you all on land that there's nothing to worry about. We're all quite safe. Just for the moment, we'd like to say goodbye. Tom?
Yeah, it's not a very good occasion, really. I'll have to hurry this because the lifeboat is standing by. We're not leaving and disappearing. We're going onto the lifeboats, hoping that the pumps can take it. If they can, we'll be back. If not, well, I don't like to say it.
I think we'll be back one way or another,
yeah,
Tom.
I think so.
From all of us, for the moment, goodbye and God bless.
Is that silence on the medium wave that really gets me? The end of the famous Mi Amigo, which had been one of Caroline's original ships from the 60s. It now lies on the seabed. 2017 now, and what's Sarah Cox up to on Red Nose Day?
I did have a moment where I lost it slightly to Prince's When Doves Cry as we started to do sort of chicken impressions. Steve Wright was quite obsessed with my comfort break. I have 5 minutes every hour to change trainers. Greg rubs my feet, which really actually hurts, puts them in a bucket of water, and I eat some peanuts and I pop to the loo and change my socks.
Right, OK. Well, I think you are setting an astonishing standard and lots of people are very impressed and they're watching it online and they can see you moving and they're inspired to give more money and, in fact, dance themselves. So we've got a few surprises in the next couple of hours, actually.
Oh, dear. OK. Yeah.
Sarah Cox with her epic 24-hour 80s dance challenge raising over £1 million. In the 70s, commercial radio began in England. Then it went to Scotland. Then it arrived in Wales. But it wasn't until this month in 76 that it came to Northern Ireland.
In a few moments, the independent local radio programmes of Downtown Radio will be coming on the air. The programmes will begin with a news bulletin read by Michael Beattie at 6 o'clock.
The first newscaster hadn't broadcast as a news journalist before. While they hadn't mostly been broadcasting before, they had experience in local newspapers and were very mindful of all the subtleties and nuances, and in fact the reality that their news bulletin was going to be heard by people directly affected by the troubles that were going on. And the news editor at the time always made the point that if there was criticism coming in from both sides of the political debate, then probably the station was doing the right thing.
A reserve policeman's been shot in the neck during a terrorist ambush in County Fermanagh. And in County Tyrone, soldiers narrowly escaped injury when a landmine exploded.
John Rossborough, later programme controller, telling of testing early times at the birth of Downtown Radio in Belfast this week, 44 years ago. Hear more of that on his episode of the Radio Moments Conversations podcast. This week in 74, it was announced that Radio Hallam had won the Sheffield licence against one other contender, and it appointed its first programme director.
Keith Skews.
He was a former Radio 1 presenter and a pirate as well. Here's Keith talking about music programming in 1988.
In future, I can foresee that radio stations will either be oldies orientated or very singles orientated, and that the audience of 35 plus, of which there are huge numbers, will be left well and truly disenfranchised. Because the over-35s were brought up on pop music when the music scene broke in a big way, they will not unnaturally accept oldies as a diet. They'll listen to and enjoy oldies, but it may not be their first choice of music. My thinking is that they would want to hear more album tracks in a format which we would call adult-orientated rock, AOR, which would also include some of today's more melodic sounds.
Predictions 32 years ago from Keith Skews. Radio 2's current breakfast show host Zoe Ball is a little different from the person who took up that role 34 years ago this week, an ex-Fleet Street editor.
Breakfast listening, Radio 2, Derek Jameson.
Morning, morning. Yes, Jameson here, starting yet another career at the age of... Excuse me, yes, everybody's talking.
Everybody's talking.
Everybody's talking. That was Harry Nilsson, and this is Derek Jameson starting a new job today in a bunker at Broadcasting House. Well, it keeps me off the streets, doesn't it? It's a bit nippy out there this morning, but things could be worse, couldn't they? I mean, you could be out in the blazing sun playing cricket against the West Indies. What about poor old Ian Botham then, eh? More of that later. We'll also be doing battle over a giant lobster and petrol prices. Meanwhile, why have you left the one you left for me?
Music Radio with Derek Jameson as he joined Radio 2 Breakfast this week in 1986, took over from Ken Bruce, actually. So, with XFM Manchester, launched by GCAP 14 years ago...
Francis Lee, Curry Mile, Ian Brown, Ian Curtis, Norton Cole, Jack and Vera Duckworth.
Hard 80s, launching 3 years ago...
Well, this is a little different for a Tuesday morning, isn't it? Hello, I'm Roberto. Welcome to Hard 80s. Let's start with Whitney Houston.
BBC Radio Guernsey opening, broadcasting then just 1 hour a day, 38 years ago.
We are looking forward to BBC Radio Guernsey adding much to the life of the islands, with its daily broadcasts of local news and information, and on island affairs and events... and of music.
Jack Saunders' first regular morning show on Radio X 3 years ago.
All right, morning people, what's going on? Jack here on Radio X. I'm going to go with a big one from Oasis in just a second. Some Red Hot Chili Peppers on the way as well to start your Monday. First, let's do Fun Loving Criminals.
The death of Keith Fordyce from The Light, Luxie and Radio 2 9 years ago.
Well, hi there, good to be with you again. The first disc needs no introduction from me because you will recognise it.
Capital paying its first shareholder dividend as profits rose to £1.8 million 42 years ago.
Well, this is 194. How are you?
Mellow Magic and TalkSport 2 launching 4 years ago.
TalkSport has so much sport, we're running out of radio to play it.
In fact, we've got enough rugby, cricket, horse racing, boxing, motor racing, and golf
for an entire other radio station.
And Broadcasting House becoming the official base for the BBC 88 years ago, and Henry Hall making his first broadcast for the BBC Dance Orchestra from Studio 8A.
Goodbye, everyone, and here's to the next time.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.